For the next 4 minutes, we're going to take a break from talk of politics, national security, healthcare, and we're going to turn the mic over to students far outside the Beltway. Middle school poets from the Creative Youth Center in Grand Rapids teamed up with teen musicians to produce a spoken word album. Some of the participants talked about the collaboration with our reporter, Dustin Dwyer.
Well, my name is Alana. I go to public museum school. I'm in the sixth grade, and I love writing poems.
What was the first piece you wrote here?
First piece was, oh, that's so long ago. That was like 4 years ago. So I'll have to say, roses are red, violets are blue. I love you like a kid in a candy store.
That's a good first poem.
I know. I am 24 Union Street, long hair, don't care, brown skin dancer. I am big sis, best friend, nighty fighter. I am a poet, reader, and writer. I'm 12:30, wake up.
But what was it like to hear someone else playing music to your words?
It was cool because, like, I really liked the beat they made to I Am. She had a little ukulele, and it was really nice. It was peaceful. I'm tiny, but who cares? I'm the one who ate the jelly bean. I am my mother's daughter. I'm the one who watches.
My name is Armani, and I like panda bears and dolphins.
Panda bears and dolphins together, or keep them separate?
Keep them separate. It's hard for me to talk about my life. I don't know why, but I could talk about anything else but what happened in my life.
I look at myself, feel like I am ugly, but I also feel like I'm beautiful. Because when I was a baby, I wasn't normal. When I was in the hospital for months and months.
Like the part when I was talking about being in a hospital, because I kind of don't really like to share it, because it brings back bad memories. But I was very happy when I was able to go back home. They decorated my room already, and I was excited. We celebrated for 2 days, and we had a big celebration.
And my parents always encouraged me to be whatever I want to be. Like a YouTuber, a singer, dancer, of course on Dancing with the Stars, and a chef and actor.
I'm Cedric Steed. I'm 15 years old, and I played lead guitar in the CYC project.
I'm Jenna Olson. I'm 15, and I play ukulele.
We got, like, a Google document was just sent to us with a bunch of poems and recordings of the poet saying them, and we would try to interpret it musically, like talk together about like what it felt like, and then we'd write music to it.
Did any poems pop out of you? Like, which ones do you remember most?
There's actually one that was done without any music. She chose to do it just like a cappella by herself, just speaking, and I thought that was really impressive. So that one was good to me.
I am a home that has moved many times but stays the same. I am a cold falls in into the winter snow angels. I am singing.
Why did you start with the idea of home?
We moved a lot. It's just because, like, moving locations and different schools. And it's, like, kind of trying to, like, find, like, a new environment and how to fit into it.
How are you feeling about putting this piece out there in the world?
I'm feeling really good about it, and I want to show it to a lot of people.
I am hot summers, cold winters, culture, adventure, long get-togethers, clear skies, local one, loud music. Can you hear it? Parts to discover. I am a home that has moved many times but stays the same.
That's 13-year-old Elena reading her poem, I Am, part of a collaboration between the Creative Youth Center and Triumph Music Academy in Grand Rapids. The album release party is Monday night at Brewery Vivant in Grand Rapids. Dustin Dwyer produced our piece with help from Jennifer Guerra.